the idea of going home. They were getting nostalgic for the way things used to be. I think many of us do this. We can sometimes remember the past with a near romanticism. I find myself at an age now where this is happening more and more often. We want the way things used to be. We kind of wish we could go back there, back to that time or that place or those people, back to that way of doing things. Today, as we explore another section of the Bible, we're talking about some people who didn't just wish to go back. They actually tried to go back. We're looking at the story. It's really one story. We've divided it up into two books, Ezra and Nehemiah. And it seems like it's actually one author, one story. And in that story, we're talking about the kingdom of Judah, part of a divided nation of Israel. If you look back through their call and their establishment as a nation, these three really living example of God's faithful love. It's that they're supposed to be a living demonstration of a different way of living. Relationship with each other and relationship with the world. And the third thing that they were supposed to do, Abraham got called out. A big part of his call was that he was going to be blessed. It was supposed to overflow from them to other people. And along with these three things, there was kind of three symbols that they symbols. This isn't counting things like Sabbath, which is a practice. The temple was built as a symbol of God's faithful presence. That's how they saw the temple. That's where the Holy of Holies was. This was God's actual dwelling. God's faithful love and his actual presence, embodying that love. And this was their guide to living differently, if you will. This is the collection. They lived. The third thing that held them together, gates. It was a huge part of what it meant to be God's people for them, was to live in this land. Then Jerusalem. Even if the outer parts of the land were cold, hold on to their identity as God's people in this place, in this land. Look, city, and this is our home. This is where our walls around Jerusalem were the things that really helped keep their identity as the people of God. Volunteers. See, here's the interesting thing. All of our kids workers are away. And so our second service, we're keeping the kids up. So then I shaped my whole sermon to include the kids. And kids, if the kids that are here want to come up, and then some who wish or think they're still kids won't. Or more people. This is also my experiment. I'll let you guys sit on the stage for now. I'll let you sit there. the kids will sit next service. So Israel lives in this land, but some things started. Temple worship seriously. They started worshiping other gods. And this doing things that were directly against what God wanted. The nation started totally disobeying as being different. And then the city stopped operating the way God intended it. Every other city. They didn't even practice Sabbath rest, and they started ignoring it. And so God did something Jerusalem, and a foreign king came and he wrecked the temple totally. The law, which had been completely forgotten by many, was mostly lost. To top it all off, a large number of people were taken away from some of you. Could you guys come with me? Sorry, I shouldn't. People were left back in the city. Come here, Milo. Come with me. Your whole life, and you're taking over here. Does this sound like fun? No? Okay. Actually jumps back in at a time when these people they get a message that says they're able to start going back. The Rubble. you wish that Rubble. No, you got it. There you go. Since you can say it, you're going to be my Zerubbabel. So you can pick one other person to bring back with you to go rebuild the temple. Back. We're going to come back and rebuild the temple. He comes back with you get to rebuild it. Do you want to help build the temple up here? Together, and they start rebuilding the temple. And they get the foundations laid. Except for the people who had seen the old temple, they're kind of depressed by it. Celebration. In fact, the handful of people that are crying, they're wailing so loudly that everybody thinks heard by some people who were still living in the land. Still living in the land aren't the exact same people. They've had kids and grandkids. And so, but they still worship Yahweh. They still worship. Volunteer to rebuild the temple because, you know, it looks like you could use a lot of hands. So they come to help. Zerubbabel, come here. Think you can do that? The next slide, what does that say? Can you read that really loud?
With us in building a temple to our God. We as king.
Cyrus,
the king of.
Yeah, that was good. You gotta say that louder.
Go away.
Years of tension and conflict over multiple kings until finally the temple being rebuilt. They're all happy. But here's the question. The temple doing this. Are they being a living demonstration of the faithful love of God? Living. Are they a living invitation for other nations to follow? They aren't yet what they're supposed to be. Enter. This starts in chapter 7 of the book. Ezra. Who wants to be Ezra? Comes back, and Ezra is super smart. Ezra is a scribe. In mind. To help us think about the law, we're going to play a little bit of a game. I just need to get back. You guys can leave the temple aside for a second, because we're going to play a little bit of a game. One will be up here. Spoons here. Actually, let's have an adult and a kid each partner. Okay. What I want you to do is I've got it empty. See it. Got an empty bowl up here. Bowl with water.
You can spoon the water from one bowl to the other.
All right. What's going to happen? The kids are going to choose the spoon for the adults, and the adults are going to do it. Spoon, give it to the adult, and then cheer them on. So they're playing their game. Spring water. Not the bowl. Rules of the game. The rules.
Could it be the big one?
You're not allowed to use the big ladles. That's according to keeping the rules is really, really important. And I need to ask you guys, you chose the big spoon. You chose the big spoon. You know what? Your partners, you guys are fine because they're the ones who actually used it. So you need to kick them out. They're out of the game. You need to kick them out of the game. Can you? Come on back over. Does that sound very fair?
No.
Does that Here's what happened with with Ezekiel covered in the law, as they started to read it, they started to that said that a person from Israel the people from Israel had already married people from other nations. That they weren't actually sure about had been broken. And that we aren't supposed to have done this. So, you know, the men of Israel who have married wives from the other nations, and them and their kids have to go back. And so even the ones and kids that got sent back and they're just basically cut loose with no real place to go. God had called them to be in the world. Are they being a demonstration of God's faithful love? Are they a living invitation for other nations to follow? A few people. It actually gives a handful of names right near the end of the book and says just the people objected to this. Just this handful of people. And just this. There you go. He wrote about this vision. Yes, this is an issue and we aren't supposed to do it. And then he totally switches gears and says, but you know why God isn't accepting you? It's because you're so easily this is the man who hates and divorces his wife does violence to the one he should protect. Word of God. So they have a mess. Enter Nehemiah. Your name is back with even more people. The temple is back and the law is back, but the city is still in ruin. Nehemiah wants to do with the city. Do it. Rebuild the city. So Nehemiah begins to work with they have a gate there. But they start with the gates. And slowly, but he is in charge though, just to be clear. They start rebuilding the gates. Time and with some real organizational leadership, Nehemiah rebuilds after the whole thing's rebuilt, they close the gates to show shut everything in and out. Then they open again and they hold a huge where they stand up and read the law, they celebrate the temple, they celebrate the law, and they celebrate for so long. It's interesting because no one actually lives there. And so they actually draw names back up again. that becomes the symbol of the habit of closing the gates again every Sabbath day. Also keeping people in. All three things are here. The things that were destroyed when they went into exile, and they have them back. But at the end, you can keep building it. The end of the story, it's rebuilt. City, and what he finds is priests in the temple acting in really the word they use is defiling it, making a mockery of the place that's supposed to find people openly and actively disobeying the law that they just said they're going to. Even after that whole divorce scandal, they started to again marry. Their identity is the people of God. But on Sabbath, that day they're supposed to rest. Said, well, if I can't sell stuff in the city, I'll just go outside the walls. And they stood just outside. Place where they were intentionally breaking the Sabbath. Before all of the mess happened, within years, Nehemiah is a really depressing chapter. It's Nehemiah walking. Yelling at people and beating people up to try and get them to obey. He's doing things bad in the temple, and he like screams at them and he beats them up and tells them don't do that. Please at least remember that I tried. And then he goes and finds the people selling. To God, like, God, can you look up with favor on me and remember that despite all of his efforts, the hearts of the people you guys can head back if you want. You guys can keep rebuilding the temple if you want. Really depressing story, because they get back all the things that they think make them the people of God, and yet they finish it all no better than when it began. Well, sure, it may be better, but they really aren't any better. The temple, the law, the really interesting, because those three symbols are all. In John 2, Jesus actually uses the temple as the metaphor for his it will be rebuilt in 3 days. He himself becomes the metaphor for the presence of God among the people. And then as the temple. Do you know who? He says, don't you know that your bodies are the temple of the Spirit of God that's in you? God in the world, that becomes a challenge. Not a bad challenge. Presence of God in the world. He isn't concerned with the perfect ways of thinking and feeling and ultimately living so that we can embody him in the world. Jesus, that's what we're talking about, that we are being changed from the inside out so that we know the law, it didn't work. They talked about it, they preached it, they taught it, they beat people up to try and make them follow it. Some of and it failed. Jesus came saying that he fulfilled us to a new command, love one another. Place, but he has fulfilled it all, and the fulfillment of it is him, and the fulfillment of and the walls didn't work. Sure, it was significant supposed to be about, especially when this place that was supposed to be an invitation coming in and finding the very rest they need. The fact that they closed it on the Sabbath that God had this thing and it wasn't all up to them is I think describes himself as the gate, the one through whom we need to go to find home. 1 Peter 2:5 describes together into the temple that we together can be built together and welcomed through our relationships with them. Ezra and Nehemiah, it's an amazing story. I love how it's laid out in these. Ezra and then the book of Nehemiah. But the home they rebuilt, this idea. They rebuilt those things and it wasn't great again. People. They hadn't been changed from the inside out. And the walls. Jesus invites us to be a part of a city that is to be a part of a city in which God's presence is seen in people whose hearts are people. And I got to say, using love as the law for governance but it's the way that Jesus calls us into. These are not marked off with walls of exclusion and closed gates, but rather being wide open and I will give you rest. The book of imagines the city with this imagery in Revelation 21. The Lamb are its temple. The city doesn't need the sun or moon to shine on it, for the walk by its light. The kings of the earth will bring their splendor in there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever names are written in the Lamb's book of life. My prayer is that we will grab people marked not by temple, but by being God. and rules, but by working hard through the mess to love each other well. Close people out or to lock people in, but to be wide open, inviting all. Thank you. I thank you that you're patient with us. I thank you above all that you love us more than we can imagine. God, help us to be this kind of people in this place, loving well. God, inviting all those who will come, putting you on display so that the world will know that you are alive and, God, that you are love. In Jesus' name, amen.